All right, it is Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, and we have to get some headphones hooked up here because we have guests who need to hear calls and talk to us,
that
Bill.
That makes perfect sense. In the studio with us right now, Will Klinger and Harvey Moshman. They have a new show coming to your Channel 11, Wild Travels. Guys, first of all, congratulations. It's great news. Anytime there's any production being done in Chicago.
Absolutely.
But I know what your track record is. You guys are nothing but professional. And to prove it, you've brought Wendy and myself, you've brought us each mustard. That's the nicest gift we've ever received. Thank you for that.
It's the least we could do, really.
Thank you for that.
And that's Wild Travels mustard from the Mustard Museum, for God's sake.
In Wisconsin?
In Middleton, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
The National Mustard Museum.
Talk about the genesis of the show. Where exactly did the idea come from for Wild Travels?
Well, we were pretty bored.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah.
We had a dinner, and I had an idea for a faux travel show, and Harvey was like, why make it a faux? Let's just do a Wild Chicago thing all over the country.
Yeah.
We go all over the darn nation. And I said, sure, let's make that work. So that was last year. We're now in our second season. Our first Emmy-winning season
is
in the can.
Awesome.
Midwest Emmy. It's not that big
a
deal.
It's
an Emmy.
It's a big deal.
It's a Midwest Emmy. Anyway.
Did you
hit the ground running.
In your acceptance speech, did you go, well, you know, this is just local, but thanks.
Could I have a national now?
No. Do you know how many times we talk on the air about strange places that you've visited with your family on a family trip? Everybody loves this stuff. So mention some of the places you've been. I'm looking at a list, but I want you to say it.
Well, coming up in this weekend show, we're up at the very, very northern edge of Vermont in a town called Derbyline, where the only public building in the United States that it straddles the border between Canada and Vermont, the Haskell Library.
And Opera House.
Yes. Can't forget
that. It's a library and an opera house.
Correct.
Right. And it's right on the border. There's a piece of tape that goes right through the building that if you cross that tape, you're in Canada, man. You
really?
Can defect.
Yes, indeed. And
check out a book. You know. So it's rare.
So in the opera house, is some of the opera done in English and some in French?
How do they do that?
Yeah,
the library itself is bilingual, as are most things that are
but
in the area.
It's not,
Canadian.
Harvey, it's not really an opera house. It's more of a music hall. It's a music theater.
Well, back in those days when they built it, it was called opera.
Right.
Wow. So, all right, explain this to me, because when you guys did Wild Chicago, of course, as the name would imply, it had to be local, and that's what the budget was set for. Right. But this would imply a much, much bigger budget.
They have their own plane, I bet.
Yeah, you must have your own plane.
Yeah. Wild think, one.
Not so much.
No?
No.
When we did
Wild Chicago at TTW, we were given a fixed amount of money, and if we didn't spend it all in the first 12 episodes, then we could spend it all on the 13th. So we started doing road shows. And our very first one was the Wisconsin Dells, mm-hmm. because who would believe that exists unless you go there?
Mm-hmm. Right, that's true.
So we went all around the country starting. So the idea for Wild Travels really was born of the road shows of Wild Chicago. And we went as far afield as Tokyo, mm-hmm. actually.
Wow.
That was a gift from the folks at ANA, All Nippon Airways. Thank you very much. They sent us over to Tokyo, and we had to come back with the show, and that one won an Emmy, a Midwest Emmy.
Yeah.
you guys keep qualifying it. Midwest Emmy is still pretty good.
I think the exchange rate is 13 to 1. 13 local Emmys
equals
one national.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. What are the criteria when you're seeking out a place to do an episode or a segment from? What exactly do you use as criteria?
It's got to be outlandish, bizarre, off the beaten track, edgy.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, how about the Hare Krishna Colony and Palace of Gold,
which
we're also going
to
this weekend? Hare Krishna, for some reason, the largest colony of Hare Krishna is in the hills of West Virginia.
And that seems odd.
It does seem odd. It's in the middle of nowhere in West Virginia. And darned if they don't have the most amazing gold palace made of pure gold.
Sure.
The thing is incredible. I'm surprised no more people don't know about this. That's just one of the darn places we've been.
So all of those guys you used to see at O'Hare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where
they're
based.
They're in West Virginia now.
Their home office.
Do you know why they have ponytails?
By the way,
the ponytails is so Krishna, their god, can jerk them out of the material world.
Oh.
It's a handle for him.
To get them out of the portal or whatever, right?
Right.
To get them out of sin
Like in Poltergeist where they use the rope.
Right. Yeah.
This would be a ponytail.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I think that's
yes.
the same reason. Swear to God, that's yes. what it is.
I think that's why Pippi Longstocking also had the two ponytails, I think.
To jerk her out of the material world?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Pretty sure.
Don't know.
I'm almost positive. So do you have to get, you must have to get clearance for, in a place like this, the Hare Krishna Palace.
Sure.
You have
to get clearance. You know, we set everything up ahead of time. It's not.
They're big fans of this show.
Are they big fans?
Travels.
They had to be persuaded. Let's just say that.
So they must say to you guys, hey, come on in and film, but we want to say, don't make fun of us during the segment. Does that ever
well,
come up?
I approach them and they take me at my word that we're going to make them look good. And they sign the release and we shoot the piece.
And the monk in this piece that we interviewed, one of the monks, surprisingly good sense of humor.
Yes.
Really?
If you play the clip, I think we brought you a clip. He's laughing right along. I mean, he doesn't take it too seriously either. You'd think they would.
Do we have the clip, please? We do not have it yet. Right.
Hold that thought.
Hold that thought, everybody. Everybody be patient. Right. The clip is coming. All right. So
monks are funny, by the way.
They can be hilarious.
Monks are funny.
Monks are funny.
Have you had any on this show?
No, not yet.
No monks?
We used to do Monk Mondays, and for some reason, it was our lowest rated segment. So we stopped doing
it. Right in the toilet?
Yeah. It worked the first few weeks, and then it just tailed off.
You've run through the entire monk population. And
I think that's it. Did you ask them if they were happy with their portrayal in the movie Airplane? Because there's a couple of Hare Krishnas in Airplane that were...
That might have soured our interview right away.
I guess so, yeah.
So I stayed away from the Airplane thing.
We tread lightly to start.
And you don't have to be exactly very funny, because some of the stuff is peculiar to us. So we will find it...
Right.
It's not a bad slant on it, but it's a very different one.
It's not as good a piece if I have to be funny, believe me. if I have to bring the funny.
I didn't mean that.
It's trouble. Yeah.
This is all in the upcoming episode. When does this air?
That would be this Saturday at 4:30 p.m. and Sunday at 10:30 p.m. on Channel 11.
WildTravelsTV.com, is that the correct website?
That is it.
Awesome.
It
is,
and we've got a few more weeks. This is the second airing.
So this is the second run of our six-show season. And so we have this one plus three more.
Yeah.
Can we hear the monk with the sense of humor now?
All right.
Does it need any setup?
Listen to that.
No.
Yes.
The hills of West Virginia might seem an unlikely place for a Hare Krishna colony, but there it is, New Vrindavan, home to about 200 ponytails and the magnificent Palace of Gold. Hello.
My name is Vrindavan Das. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Now,
this community is called New Vrindavan. It was named after a holy city in Vrindavan.
And this is the temple here.
This is our main temple. And as you can see, we have three different altars, beautiful altars. This man in the middle is Krishna. He's holding a mountain with his finger. So
that's better than the Harlem Globetrotters with a basketball. He's got a mountain.
Yeah, he's holding a mountain. That shows his God. God can hold a mountain with his finger. One of the definitions of God, something beyond our thinking, some infinite, unlimited.
You're saying my head might explode.
Indeed. Our service starts at 5 a.m. in the morning.
I'll have to miss that one. Is there a later one?
Yes, we also have service at 7:30.
Still too early. 12:30, now you're talking.
We have 4:30 just now happening. Then you have 7 in the evening and 8:30 in the evening.
How long does this service actually last?
This service is going to last about 5 minutes.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Tell you what, that's better than Catholic Mass. I
think this is good enough to win a national Emmy, I think.
Let's goose it to national.
It has to run nationally first.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, all right. That's the qualifier on that.
By the way, that is our aim. We're looking to get this darn thing on TVs all over the country.
Why can't this be on everywhere? This has all that kind of appeal, I would
corporate
think.
Corporate underwriting would think.
Is that what it is?
You got to have money.
All right. Will Klinger's here. Harvey Moshman is here. Their new show is called Wild Travels. It airs on WTTW. You can see it this weekend, Saturday at 4:30 p.m. and then Sunday at noon, the same episode.
10:30.
At 10:30, I apologize.
That's why I gave you the sheet.
Parts are crossed out. There's arrows. It's hard for me to... All right, so... stick around. We have more ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. All right, in studio with us right now. It's Bill and Wendy, by the way. In studio with us are Will Klinger, the star of Wild Travels, and he insists that I say star, and Harvey Moshman, the executive producer of that show. It's on Channel
local
11.
Star.
Local star. Not national yet. Not yet. Saturdays at 4:30. And then Sundays, a lot of people think it's at noon, but it's not. It's at 10:30 on Sunday at night.
The old Monty Python time.
Yeah.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You have a lot to live up to, Will. good luck with that.
Also the old Wild Chicago time, 10:30.
Yes. Oh, it was. Yes, yeah. It was. Let's talk Wild Chicago for just a little bit. How many years ago did that come to be? Did you first think
of it? We started in January 1989, and we ran until 2003.
That's success, wouldn't you say?
14 years, sure.
That's a pretty
big
good success.
Big fan of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a good run.
A lifetime.
Yep. And Will, you hosted it for how many of those years?
11.
11
of
those years.
And the first two of those I co-hosted with Laura Meagher.
Right.
And then we had a series of guest correspondents that would join
Mindy
me on
Bell
the air.
For a while.
Mindy Bell.
Yeah. Sarah Vedder.
Yeah.
Denise LaGrasso.
Yep. Talented people, all of them.
Absolutely. You know some of those. You know
so when you have a hit like that, I'm hoping it's easier to go to the people over at Channel 11 and say, hey, remember me? I had that big hit show for you. I got another idea, right?
They answered my calls, yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
No, they were, I can't speak for them, but I imagine they were glad to have our show on again.
Sure, yeah. Same kind of camera. There were some.
There's a frog in the studio.
There's a duck.
Sorry.
You guys had kind of a patented camera movement, a very herky-jerky camera movement. Does that carry over to Wild Travels?
Well, we used to say that we had nearsighted cameramen, and that was the reason for that. But no, the style is much the same. The cameras are better.
Oh.
So, it's all a handheld show, and we get in your face occasionally.
There were so many episodes where I'd see Will, he'd be interviewing somebody, and there was a lot of motion, a lot of running. You were very caustic, Will.
I was caustic?
Yeah.
Or the camera was?
Well, you and the combination, I couldn't stand up and watch the show. I would have to sit down with a seatbelt on when the show was on.
Queasy.
But you couldn't look away, right?
Never.
See, that was the point.
Never.
Yeah. Like a train wreck.
I understand you brought another clip. Is this something else that is going to be featured on this weekend?
This coming weekend. The professional golf ball diver by the name of, what's his name?
Jeffrey Bleim. Well, I had read about the golf ball king of Southern Florida in a book, and I went to find him. And he said, buddy, I retired years ago a millionaire. Here's the guy who took over for me, and this guy, Jeffrey Bleim. And they're taking a lot of money to the bank every week after they get out of the pond.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars pulling golf balls, diving into ponds, and
there are so many bad golfers in Florida. People who come down there to vacation and haven't hit a ball in ages.
But where does the money come in? Who's paying them?
Well, there's a huge market in used golf balls.
It's an industry.
I had no idea.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't golf. I don't either, so I would have no idea.
Okay. But in tennis, like once a ball is used, it's used. You're done with it. It's
yeah,
not
but
that
if
way
you only
golf.
Hit a ball once and it goes in the water, all you got to do is clean it off. It's a
brand
so.
New ball. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's run a clip. This is from the golf ball diver episode. And did this one already air? Or is it about
no
the
this weekend?
This weekend.
It's coming up this weekend. Okay.
If you've got the day off in Florida, it's not uncommon to hit the links for a round of golf. And while you may get a sinking feeling when you see your first drive go into the water hazard, there's one guy who couldn't be happier with your shabby shot making.
Hey, you looking for this?
Hey, you're Jeffrey Bleim, well-known golf ball diver.
Yes, I am. How are you today?
You do this for a living, right?
Yes, I do, full-time. I'll go to these courses maybe every 6-8 weeks. I can average 5,000 balls a day. They just keep hitting them in.
A lot of bad golf. You're basically profiting from others' misery, aren't you?
Every day.
What are you dealing with besides murkiness down there?
Weeds, alligators, lots of alligators. I've been bit twice.
Are you competing for golf balls with the gators?
There was one down in Miami that died, and they opened them up, and I think they counted 62 golf balls. And the gator, yeah.
What's the strangest thing you found under the water here?
Loaded gun. I found a lady's left-handed purple bowling ball. That's the weirdest. I find a lot of putters. Especially around the 18th hole.
What happens to the balls after you pull them out?
They'll go to a warehouse, and they'll get washed, they'll get sorted, they'll get graded, they'll get packaged, and they get shipped all over the world. We do about 8 million balls a year.
What's the morning's take?
Well, just in that little pond, there's 300 balls, and the next time they get hit, could be in Ireland, could be in the Bahamas.
Jeffrey, can you spot me a few balls for the rest of my round?
Sure, no problem. I'll get them back.
8 million balls a year?
Isn't that insane.
Stunning.
And that's just Central Florida.
Wow.
That's incredible. You know why television is better than real life? Because on television, a guy like Will can walk up to a perfect stranger and say, hey, you're Jeffrey Bleim, world famous golf ball diver, and we just accept that. Yeah. Like in real life, you couldn't do that, but on TV, we go, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, he's got a microphone.
Yeah, he must know something.
I love this stuff. You guys have nailed it with the Wild Chicago and now this going all over the world. And honestly, I love going to really quirky places and finding unusual things.
When you take trips, do you go sort of off the beaten track and find, rather than go to the mainstream things, you search out, don't you? Look for...
I mean, we look at on the side of the road. So if there's a billboard or something, it's like, yeah, we can make an impromptu stop. I love that stuff.
That's kind of what we do. We find some stuff that way,
May I ask, there's a show coming up, episode 205, October 15th and 16th. where one of your segments will be the Cypress Cove Nudist Resort.
Ah, yes.
How were you able to film this, shoot this?
Very carefully.
Well, you know, you
well-placed roses.
Some blur? Will there be some blur?
No, actually, public television does not allow the blur.
Oh.
Or at least in our show.
Oh.
So, no, we put volleyballs and floral arrangements in the appropriate places.
A lot of strategery involved.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Will, were you yourself also among those
without
clothes? Thank
goodness,
no.
No, and I'm probably the least likely nudist you'll ever meet. I'm very self-conscious. I asked these women, I interviewed two middle-aged women at one point and said, are you imagining me naked right now? And no, not at all, because that's not part of it. It's really,
right.
It's not a sexual thing. It's more of a freedom thing, you know?
But there's an air of, I mean, I know they're accustomed to it, but there's an air of uncomfortability when you're among them, aren't you, to some extent. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, you try not to
stare. I felt awkward. I felt awkward and overdressed. Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
There's a guy out in his altogether gardening, and where do you look?
Yeah, yeah.
At the flowers?
He's bending over.
And he's
bending over. Gardening. And
was that one of the more or less exciting of the sequences for you to be a part of?
You know, I always love nudity, as you know.
Sure.
In fact, one of my favorite segments, we could not air. It will never see the airwaves.
Because
it was
why?
A vegan strip club in Portland. Vegan strip club. The women wear no meat. No. They wear no leather thongs. They wear no feathers. They wear no animal products. And there's vegan food served. So this is the only vegan strip club, as far as we know, in the greater world.
Yeah.
But we couldn't air it. Channel 11 wouldn't.
But it's on our website if you'd like to see it.
Oh, can people see it on the website?
Absolutely. It's on our web
extras.
Under
web extras, yes.
Yes.
All right, that's excellent. And there's other, I'm guessing there's other sequences also that didn't make.
And our favorite, I think, is Moon Amtrak, which is a very special day in July, once a year, in the town of Laguna Niguel, California, which is right there. There's a bar right across from the main train line where there's 11 Amtrak trains that go every day. The people in the bar get a little bit tanked up and go out there, and every time a train goes by, they drop their pants.
On this particular day? It's only one day a year.
Yes, the second Saturday in July, if you're keeping track. And that's on our web extra page.
How do you find this stuff?
Seriously. We have
assiduous
research.
But now, at some point, viewers are sending you ideas. They would have to, right?
For Wild Chicago, we got tons and tons of ideas after we launched the show. But so far, we really haven't gotten that many. On Wild Travels.
Not yet. I'm sure it'll happen.
I think, you know, because it's out of town, you know, and the audience is just here in Chicago, there's less opportunity.
Can we find episodes that have already aired? Because I see a Christmas Story house in
there.
Cleveland, which, Bill, you would have loved.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All the stories in season two are online right now.
Muhammad Ali collection in a used car dealership?
Yeah.
How was that?
You don't see that every day. That was quite spectacular. This guy's got one of the most amazing collections of Muhammad Ali stuff, and it's all around the offices of this used car dealership.
In New Hampshire, yeah.
That's incredible.
Wow. Yeah.
Good.
This
show
is awesome, you guys.
Yeah, we're so happy for you. This is well-deserved. Wild Travels is the name of the show. It's right there on your WTTW on Channel 11. It airs Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and then that same episode will run a second time Sundays at 10:30 at night. I hope this runs forever for you guys. This is great.
Well, thanks very much.
You're
vice
very welcome.
Versa. I hope this darn show runs forever.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
Will,
you, Will.
Sweet. Thank
That's
you.
So nice. That's Will Klinger. That's Harvey Moshman. And again, the show is Wild Travels. See it there on Channel 11.